John Oliver. I'm a candidate for the magistrate in the first district of Trigg County. I'm proud to be a resident of Trigg County and have been for a long time. I have a vested interest. I own three different businesses in Trigg County, and I want to work and serve the taxpayers of Trigg County to give us a new direction. Our taxes, I feel, are unfair in the way that they're collected and taken. And when I say that, the way one person's house is, and property is valued versus another's, I think is very unfair, especially at this day and time. We need to change that. Another thing I'd like to see in the fiscal court is more transparency. I'd like to see it broadcast on the internet and possibly radio. There's no reason it can't be done. It's done in surrounding counties. We can do that here very easily. And just more transparency to the public of where our tax dollars are going. We need to know that. I think we could have a lot more conservative spending in our fiscal court. I am what I consider to be the ultimate conservative, and that's what I would like to see happen in Trigg County. It will work better for businesses. So thank you all again. My name is John Oliver. I'm running for First District Magistrate in Trigg County. Thank you.
Continue with our District 1 candidates. Mr. Mike Wright, the incumbent in that race. Mike.
So you can get to know me. I am Mike Wright, and my heritage shaped me a lot into who I am today. I'm the son of Mary Ann Wright and the late Gene Wright. My wife of 38 years is Penny Wright, back in the back. We have two sons, Zach and Zeke Wright. We also have four grandchildren, including three-week-old twin granddaughters, Alana and Aria, and pictures are available after the forum. I'm a Christian, and I've served as a deacon at Katie's Baptist Church for the last 36 years. I was the head boys and girls basketball coach at Trigg County. I taught in the school system for 30 years, head cross country coach, assistant football coach, baseball coach, and tennis coach. I owned and operated a small business myself for 16 years, which was Trophy Land. I was a columnist for the Katie's Record for 12 years. And I worked on farms for 25 years as a so-called straw boss on the coach's hay crew. I've served as a magistrate for 12 years. I've served on the Hospital Board, Budget Committee, Emergency Services Committee, and currently the chair of Parks and Rec. In my tenure as magistrate, I have done my best to answer every call and take care of every issue the best I could. I feel like I've been influential in getting many things done, helping save Trigg County Hospital. 2 years ago, I had a heart attack. They told me at Murray, if I hadn't had the care that I got, I would have died. Doing a new surgery center, which is the biggest profit maker at the hospital now. Supporting the senior citizens kitchen, moving the sheriff's deputies from 2 to 7. Two deputies when I started, we allowed enough money for them to have 7. We've equipped them with computers, tasers, body cameras, and vehicles. We've opened up Little River with 2 kayak ramps. I'm the chair of the Parks and Rec. We have Parks and Rec, we also built a building at the complex that our programs literally use every day. And we're only about a week or two away from opening a disc golf course. And then we've been very progressive in recruiting industry by joining the Southwest Economic Council. We also take care of 400, I wasn't looking that way, Ed. You should have been right here. We also take care of 440 miles of roads and try to keep them in good working condition.
Maybe need to let Ed run up and down. When the time's up, he can run up and down the aisle here and help out. But thank you. Thank you, Mr. Wright. We'll go move to our third district magistrate candidates now, Mr. Cameron Sumner, who is actually the incumbent in that race. Cameron?
First off, I wanted to thank Alan, WKDZ, for hosting and airing this debate. And thank you to the Trigg County Republican Party and the Democrat Party for working on it as well. And also thank you to the Way and Brother Carl for allowing this venue to be used for it. I told Mr. Linton before the debate, usually guys running for office have a good head of hair, but luckily we are both on the same page on that that front. So just to kind of introduce myself, I'm Cameron Sumner. I'm married to Sarah Sumner. We have two youngins, Finley and Campbell. I'm a 2010 graduate of Trigg County High School, where I played baseball, but mostly rode the bench. I worked as an apprentice of plumber and electrician for Larry Hooks all throughout high school. After high school, I went to Kentucky Wesleyan College, where I graduated in 2014 with a Bachelor's of Science in Political Science. While I was in college, I interned for the Green River Area Development District and on Capitol Hill in the office of Representative Ed Whitfield. My time in D.C. Really solidified my opinion that I only want to live in Trigg County and I don't want to be in some sort of metropolitan area. And but after college, I worked in a quasi-governmental organization for about 5 years. And decided that I really didn't like being behind a desk. So I went back to the trades and started an electrical contracting company that I own and operate, Your Vote Counts Electric. Over the past year and a half in business, I've went from just me. I've got an employee now, and I've got a work-study boy that helps me after afternoon. And I'm looking to hire another one if anybody knows somebody wants to be an electrician. but as kind of an overview of why I'm running again, I'm looking to continue to modernize our local government and make this a more livable community.
Thank you, Mr. Sumner. Appreciate that. And now, Mr. William Linton, 3rd District Magistrate candidate. Mr. Linton.
Hello, everyone. I'm William Linton. I'm married to Kimberly Boyd Linton. We have 7 kids. We've been here about 5 years. We moved back from Seattle. I'm a U.S. veteran, from the Navy. I currently work at Continental Mills in Hopkinsville. Been there for 27 years. I've also coached middle school and youth league football as a volunteer. I'm just here to help out everybody that I can. Get what you get. I'm honest. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Linton. Appreciate that. Next of all, we move to our District 6 magistrate candidate, Mr. Patrick Bush. Patrick?
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Patrick Bush. I was born and raised in Trigg County. I'm a 1991 graduate of Trigg County High School. After graduation, I went in the United States Navy and actively served while being stationed in Sasebo, Japan. When I returned to Cadiz, I worked at Johnson Controls for 15 years until it closed. I am currently working at the City of Cadiz Public Works, and I'm a co-owner of the Futural Farms in Linton. Along with my wife, Kelly, we have 2 children, Tana and Brady. I am running for magistrate of District 6 because I want to be an advocate and a voice for our district. I want to be a valuable tool to help facilitate communication between the District 6 residents in the fiscal court, although I have not held a position similar to what I'm running for. Now, I have always been actively involved in our community. My dream has always been to serve others, and this is something I've been able to do in the past by being a member of Trigg County Rescue, and I've served as chief and assistant chief of Linton Volunteer Fire Department. I also assist with South Road Fire Department. Along my family and I are a member of Rock Front Baptist Church in Linton. I continue to actively help our community in a humbling manner and desire to continue as a magistrate. I'd also like to thank WKDZ for holding this event tonight and the Republican and Democratic community. And I would like to thank everyone else, Brother Carl, for having it at the way. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bush. Appreciate that. If you see a struggle up here, it's because I'm a control person and Jenny is in control and she had to smack my hand a couple times. Last week, my microphone didn't sound good, and I said, well, if I'd left it alone, it'd been all right. But Jenny kept, so I told her, I said, smack my hand if I get in the way. So if you see that, that's what's happening. My daughter's straightening me out. Miss Jan Colwell, our District 6 magistrate candidate. Jan?
Thank you, Alan. I'm Jan Colwell, candidate for magistrate in District 6. I want to thank WKDZ and Alan and Jenny, and I want to thank Carl and The Way for sponsoring this tonight. Facilitating this. Thanks to the voters of District 6, and a shout out to all the folks who couldn't come tonight because they're at the American Cancer Society Survivors Dinner. As I said, I'm Jan Caldwell, and many people have asked me why I want this job. That's a fair question. Truth of the matter is, I want to serve the people of Trigg County. The best way to do that is as magistrate in District 6. I'm visiting the residents of the district. I've listened to their concerns about roads, traffic, noise, litter, mowing, recycling, internet, drainage, first responder support, signage, boat ramp maintenance, and the dangerous drop between a newly paved state road and a never paved county road. There's no transition there, and the school bus makes the kids scream. There were also requests for things that would move the county forward. I liked hearing this because I've long thought that we need to future-proof Trigg County. I like the proposal before the fiscal court now to put EV chargers in the county so that visitors, when they come to vacation here, can charge their cars. For years, I've heard folks say that we need employment for the young people to keep the kids in town. That's wonderful. I agree with that. We do need that. But there's some other things that have to go along with it. We need housing, because if you have a job here, you need to live here. And if young people are living here and working here, we're going to need maternity care, and we're going to need child care. Fiscal courts like the road, like the board of directors for the county. They make sure that the county balances the checkbook. They lay out the map for where we need to go and how to get there. They work hard to maintain the charm of the county while providing for the needs of residents and visitors alike. Call, email, text with your concerns or ideas. I'm a good listener. Please vote for me, Jan Caldwell. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Caldwell. Appreciate that. We're going to start with our questions now since John Oliver began. First of all, we'll start with Mike Wright. And again, this is kind of a round robin thing. We'll ask a question to one person. Mike is our first district candidate. And then anyone else who wants to comment on this after Mike gets finished, you have about a minute to talk. You can raise your hand. And I will certainly do that. So and if we can just from Cameron on up to Mr. Oliver, you guys use that microphone, and Mr. Linton on down to Jan, you guys use the second microphone. They can make it a little easier from having to pass them all around. Okay, question. Mr. Mike Wright, what's the single most important issue facing your district and not necessarily the county as a whole?
Well, several issues every year are very important, and I'll give you about three. First of all, when I started as magistrate, we had two sheriff's deputies in the sheriff's department. And my number one goal was public safety, and we increased the sheriff's budget to where they had seven deputies at one time. And we equipped them, as I said, with vehicles and all the things that they needed to keep our community safe. So public safety has always been number one. Second of all, we have 440 miles of county roads. That's enough to stretch from Katy's to Louisville and back. And you want to take care of them, and it's a lot involved in that. Third of all, public health. We did save our hospital, and when I get older, I don't want to go to Hopkinsville for a swing bed program. I want to go right here in Trigg County, where it's people I know taking care of me in a good, safe environment. And then last of all, recreation. We're doing so many things to increase recreation. In my last 30 seconds, I'll talk about taxes. Pay attention to this. In 30 years, fiscal court has not raised property taxes a penny. We don't even take the compensating rate. We passed a tax 4 years ago, and it was for a specific reason, to save the hospital. And when we did that, I looked the public in the eye like I am right now, and I said, if we can reduce that tax in 4 years, we will. And people said, Coach, our tax has never gone backwards. We love you, but it's not going to happen. 3 months ago, we took 2 cents off of it. That's historic. And hopefully we can keep it moving backwards. Now, if your property values go up of what you own, you know, that's the PVA's office, and that's society. You know, that's part of her job, because everything is worth a lot more nowadays. But I am very concerned about taxes too, and try to be frugal with the money.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Wright. Anybody else want to comment on that question? I'll be glad to give it to you again, so just raise your hand. Maybe Alston wants to talk about that. What's the single most important issue facing your district, not necessarily the county as a whole? Just raise your hand. I'll be glad to hear from anybody on that. Mr. Bush, okay.
I think in District 6, one of our biggest problems right now is We have 4 to 6 miles of steel gravel road in our district, and really wanted to work on that. And then some other things, just internet usage. I know Penny Rowell and Hopkins are trying to get us internet, but there's still a lot of areas out our way that they're not going to be able to work with, and I'm still going to try to really, really push that along, because that's very important with today's times. We need to get with the technology of today and really have that, not only for just school purposes. I mean, there's medical conditions, there's stuff like that that also need internet usage. So, you know, there's several things that need to be done. I think as a whole, we're not in bad shape, but we do need just a little bit of a TLC, I guess you'd say, and we're going to keep continuing as we go along. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bush. Anybody else want to answer that question? Okay, Ms. Jan Cobwell. Next of all, District 6, my district candidate, Jan Cobwell. Jan?
I agree with Pat that the roads need work. That was really highlighted when a tile was replaced on South Road, and folks that lived beyond there had to use Old Dover Road to get to Cadiz. And that road's in horrible shape. I interviewed folks. I mean, I talked to people, and listening to them down there, they don't like the fact that they can't walk down their road without turning an ankle. It's just, it's not in the best shape. That plus internet access, like he said, there are questions about why one road gets paved and another one doesn't. A road that just goes along the lake gets paved, but a through road that goes from that road to the one that takes you to town doesn't get paved. There are questions about that. So these are things that need to be looked into.
Thank you, Ms. Cowell. Jan Cowell, District 6, my district candidate. I think Mr. Cameron Sumner wanted to comment on that question as well. District 3 candidate, Mr. Cameron Sumner. Cameron?
Well, Alan, I'd say specifically in my district, I'm kind of lucky in the fact that a majority of my roads are city streets, and so if there's a problem with a city street, I can call Mayor Todd or Patrick over here and complain to them, and hopefully that gets done. But I would say most importantly for my district and all of Trigg County would be good paying jobs. I think there's a lot of people that would graduate here from Trigg County, staying here in Trigg County, and plant roots if they had good paying jobs here in Trigg County. And I will say that we're making progress. We're doing our best. Specifically, that spec building that was just sold to Elevate Windows in Hopkinsville, it's going to be $16 million investment, 200 employees. Pretty soon, we're about to break ground and build one exactly like that here in Trigg County. And, you know, I wouldn't put all our eggs in a basket and say, hey, we're going to get 200 jobs and $16 million in investment. But hopefully with that building, we can market it and sell it to a good industrial partner and get more jobs here in Trigg County. And I'm proud to say that I worked on that with the Southwest Kentucky Economic Development Council.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Sumner. Anybody else want to count? Oh, Mr. Linton. Okay, go ahead. Same question. I'll read it to you if you're good with that. If you're good with that, Mary. Okay, good deal. Perfect.
I live in the county, and I've been on those roads, and some of those roads need work. We did one half with Adams Mill. My question is, like she said, why don't we do the other half? Our internet is awful. We need to get some internet.
Thank you, Mr. Linton. Anybody else? Mr. Well, on that question, not, we'll move to our next question. So, okay, yeah. Coach Wright?
Just to add, you know, when it comes to roads, this is important to realize. One new mile of blacktop cost $100,000. And remember, we have 440 miles of county roads. So that's why it is very tough. I wish every one of them was just brand new, sparkling back blacktop. But remember, $100,000 for a mile of blacktop is about what it costs. So it's a tough thing there.
Okay, next question will go to Mr. Cameron Sumner. Cameron, you get this question first, and then anyone is welcome to comment on who would like to do so. What policies are you in favor of expanding or creating to help be a good steward of taxpayer money as it relates to the daily operation of the county?
Okay, Ms. Jan alluded to it a little earlier. I think a real simple, real easy investment that our community could make would be to install EV chargers downtown. Love them or hate them, whatever you're, you know, an R or D after your name, they're coming, folks, and people are going to be driving electric vehicles, and they're going to need a place to charge them. I would like for them to charge them here in Trigg County, and while they're charging, I'd love for them to go to our antique stores and browse those and spend money here in the county. I'd like for them to go eat at the Katie's restaurant while they're charging. You know, they're either going to stop here, they're going to keep going down to Catawba and charge them there. I'd rather them have them charge them here. So that's one of my main priorities is to work on that policy, making our community a lot more livable. You know, a lot of times we hear people say, well, we need some more retail development and stuff like that. Big retailers have people that are smarter than me and probably everybody at this table that crunch the numbers and they look and they see if they can make a profit here in our community. The way that we allow them to make a profit is to have a good standard of living here, have people want to live here, that have a high disposable income, and that want to spend money. And that's kind of the policies that we need to be pushing is more livability here, easier for residential development so that people can live here. And I'm getting the stop sign.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Sumner. Who, anybody else want to comment on that same question? I'll read it to you again. It's what policies are you in favor of expanding or creating to help be a good steward of taxpayer money as it relates to the daily operation of the county? Just raise your hand if you'd like to comment on that. Okay, Mr. Oliver? Yes. Mr. John? District 1 candidate, Mr. John Oliver.
One thing I'd like to see with our strictly based on our fiscal court and their operations, again, we go with transparency. Let's put it out there the way things are bid out. Several years ago, I was involved with trying to bid some projects with the county. And at that point, I think there may have been a $10,000 limit at which they had to bid anything that was over that, which I believe has been changed to a $30,000 limit at this point. Well, that creates a lot of opportunity for single bids, and we all pretty much, if you live in Katy's, you know what that creates. Just that one factor is one thing I think should be changed. I think it would be they need to change the procedure of bidding, and I say this being a contractor and involved in those types of procedures daily, and change this factor of a $30,000. It may be a state guideline, but I disagree with it. I think it could be from what I remember, it can be changed locally, and I think it should be because it's not fair to other contractors. At this point, it's hard to get contractors to come into Trigg County and bid projects because they've been unsuccessful. A lot of the contractors have gone, contracts have gone to certain contractors, and that's just got to change.
Thank you, Mr. Oliver. Anybody else want to comment on that question? Mike Wright.
It's okay to agree with somebody, isn't it? And I agree with that. It's a state law, like you said, that it's any job under $30,000, the judge can or the court can just award it without bidding it out. But in these economic times and all the different contractors we have here, and there's some things that are too little, it wouldn't be worth your while. But I do agree with that. And I think maybe a smaller limit we could do locally would be a good thing. And I've actually brought that up. So I agree with that point.
District 6 candidate Pat Bush. Pat, you want to comment on that as well?
Personally, I think something that we don't do enough of is really use our tourism. I think it's this community is a tourism community. I think it's booming for that. I think we need more opportunities. I think we need more stuff at the lakes. I think we need to really use our tourism wisely and really get them in here and get them to where, you know, you take Lent, for example, it's just a beach. And I think, you know, you put some kayak rentals or you put some jet ski rentals, stuff like that. I think it would bring in a lot of income back to the county. And I think it would help a lot to really do something like that more toward the county and really use our lakes more efficiently.
Anybody else want to comment on that? Mr. Caldwell, Ms. Linton, Mr. Linton, Ms. Caldwell, you had. Okay, we'll move on to the next question then. Mr. Cameron Sumner had that question first. Mr. Linton, this question, next question will go to you first of all, okay? How do you plan to be a magistrate that people see and talk to throughout your four-year term and not just every 4 years when it's time for reelection? We'll go first of all to Mr. William Linton, District 3 magistrate candidate.
You better get a hold of me by phone, email, whatever it takes. I'll be like your best friend. I pretty much get along with everybody. I know I'm a little nervous up here tonight, but it is what you see. I'll do what it takes. Thank you.
And anybody else want to comment on that question? Mike Wright, District 1 candidate, Mike Wright.
Our cell phone numbers for the magistrates are posted on the district website. And I don't think there's anybody. If anybody doesn't have mine, it's 350-0767. 350-0767. I think the whole world has it, and I love people. I don't care who calls or when you call.
Okay, anybody else want to comment on that question? Thank you, everybody. Okay, Mr. Oliver? Yes, District 1 candidate John Oliver.
I will, just because I want to be the new guy. But you'll be able to call my cell phone, my home. I'll be on Facebook. You can message me, which everybody does that too. So I'll be email, the same thing. You'll be able to get a hold of me. I'm not going to be in the public. You know, I go to work every day, but I'll be at work. You can get me at work. So I'll be available.
Anybody else? No, Mr. Patrick Bush on that, District 6 candidate, Patrick Bush.
Yeah, and I'm the same way as the rest of the guys. And as I was handing out cards, I put all my number and email and everything on there. You know, and anybody can get a hold of me anytime. Feel free to call my cell phone. You can shoot me an email, Facebook, Messenger. It doesn't make me no difference. So, however, and if you need anything, just feel free to call, and I'll come out and address your concerns. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Ms. Jan Cole, District 6 candidate. Jan?
Yeah, like I said, I'm a good listener, and I'm a good reader. So text messages and emails are best, because then I have a record of what it is you want, and I'm not going to forget it. And if I'm driving my car, I'd rather not talk on the phone. I'd really rather not talk on the phone. But when I handed out campaign literature, had my phone number and my email address on it, anyone is welcome to reach out. Voters and people who don't vote, if they live in that district, they're constituents, and we'll work for them.
Thank you, Ms. Colwell. And anybody else want to comment on that? I think we're good. We'll move forward then. Next question number four. We'll start with Mr. Patrick Bush on this one, and anybody else wants to answer is welcome to do so. What volunteering do you do for the county?
Like I said earlier in my speech, I work a lot with the fire departments in the county. I worked with rescue for several years and kind of gave it up for a little bit. You see a whole lot, and you kind of take a break from it for a little bit. So I worked with the fire departments. Like I said, I was the chief and assistant chief at Linton Volunteer, and still volunteer with Linton Fire Department. And I work with South Road also, but Roaring Springs. So, you know, I just kind of do whatever needs to be done, I guess. I'm always there for anybody that needs me or needs help or anything, you know, around the district. So that's basically what I volunteer as.
And same question for anybody else. Ms. Jan Cole, District 6 candidate. Jan?
I work with a volunteer as a member of the Hospital Foundation Board, as does Alan. I'm on the board for the Janice Mason Art Museum. Started there less than a week after I moved to the county about 20 years ago. I'm the legislative contact for the Trigg County Democratic Women's Club, which means I get email updates from the Legislative Research Council in Frankfurt, letting me know what's being discussed, not only when they're in session, but interim session, and while they're waiting for something to do, what they're talking about. I'm on the board of Friends of Tourism. We put on the food and music festivals downtown. I have worked, volunteered with We Are Project Hero, which is a national organization working with disabled veterans and first responders throughout the country. And we have one member who's from Israel. I work with Operation Giving Trees, which is tornado relief in Caldwell County. Thank you. Caldwell County. It shouldn't have to happen to you to matter to you, so I like to work with them. That pretty well takes up most of my time. As you can see, I don't have a full-time job, so I'm available.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Jan Cowell. Ms. Jan Cowell, District 6, magistrate candidate. Anybody else want to comment about that? Mike Wright, District 1 candidate. Mike?
You ask where we volunteer. I volunteer at Lake Barkley State Park, deacon at Cady's Baptist, adult Sunday school director. I'm an active Gideon trying to spread the Bible and the gospel to the entire world. We're going to take Bibles to the Amish schools in the morning. And I'm involved in many projects. How many of you, by show of hands, have ever seen the Hometown Heroes banners flying and hanging through town? On vacation in New York a couple years ago, I saw those banners, and I made my son pull over where I could take a picture of them. He said, Dad, we're on a schedule. I said, Zeke, you got to pull over. Took a picture, got home, called the city, got in touch with a man that got it done, and brought those Hometown Hero banners and that project to Trigg County. It's just one of the projects I'm involved in.
All right, thank you very much. Anybody else want to talk about that? We've had a couple of people. Mr. John Oliver, same question. What volunteering do you do for the county?
Well, I can't say that I really volunteer a whole lot, just due to the fact I work about 12 hours a day, about 6 days a week. So, but one thing I am proud of is the fact that I've been supporting the way since they've started in this facility and before. And I'm just going to kind of throw in a word for them. They are going to be building a new facility next door here, an annex for education, and I've been helping with that here recently, and they're going to be looking for community support on that as well, so I'm looking forward to working with them some more.
All right, same question. Anybody else want to answer that question? Not, we'll move on to our next question. I think we're all minds are clear, so we'll move on to our final question. Make sure everybody holds the microphone close to you as close as possible. Ms. Jan Cobble, this will be your question. First of all, if someone handed you a check for $1 million and said, make Trigg County a better place, how would that money best be spent?
That would best be spent in housing development, affordable housing, so that when young people get jobs here, they can live here.
Anybody else want to comment on that question? Someone hands you a $1 million check, said, make Trigg County a better place to live, how would that money best be spent? Mr. We'll go with Mike Ryan, or Cameron Sumner. Cameron?
District 3 candidate. I don't know if $1 million would touch it, but a long-term goal and something that really should happen is expansion of sewer system. There's a lot of untapped potential in our lakes. And across from I-24, both in residential and tourism towards our lakes, as well as industrial on the other side of I-24, that we could really tap into if we had expansion of sewer and access to sewer to those developments. I think even recently we've seen some residential development get holed up because they had trouble with perk tests. And so, if that's something that we could address in order, I think that would be something that would really be beneficial to our county.
Okay. Same question, Mike Wright, District 1 candidate. Same question to you.
You're really surprising how little of a distance $1 million goes nowadays. Because we really were handed $2 million through the American Relief Program, ARPA money, and we chose to put it towards sending the internet broadband throughout the county. And it's a $16 million project, which we are doing along with Pennerisle. And that just, the $2 million to do that just barely covers a part of what it needs to be and where it needs to go. So it sounds like if somebody gave you $1 million, you can solve a lot of problems. Really, you can just solve a portion of the problems.
Okay, anybody else want to answer that question? about the $1 million? If not, we'll move on to one question I had, and this is more just an answer, yes or no question, and I'll ask us a question submitted by the audience before we start out. Do you have a Trigg County library card, for the John S. Reed Library? A show of hands, everybody. John, one, two, Miss Jan Colwell has one, Matt Patrick Bush has one, and then Cameron Sumner, Trigg County library card. So just, and I really didn't think that really was a comment, talk about question, but just kind of curious who has a library card. Somebody submitted that from the audience. So thank you very much for our audience members tonight. Thank you for helping out and doing those questions tonight as well. So we started out with our opening statements tonight with Mr. John Oliver. He began first. We're going to start on the other end of the table and move the other direction with your closing comments tonight. And we'll start out, Ms. Jan Colwell, first with you, about a minute or so, your closing comments, really why you want to be, and pull the microphone close to you, and really your comments, about a minute or so, why you want to run for magistrate, and this was Ms. Colwell, first of all, is District 6. Jan, go ahead.
Thank you. I've talked with the residents, and I've listened to them, and their concerns are my concerns. They want to future-proof the county. We've all heard that if you aren't moving forward, you're losing ground. With planning, we can keep up with the world without losing our character. I'd like nothing more than to serve the people of Trigg County for the next 4 years. One term is not enough to complete these goals, but it's enough to get the ball rolling. One term is all I want. Enough to get the ball rolling. I'm not a politician, I'm a public servant. I want to serve this county. I want to serve the people of this county. I want you to vote for me, Jan Colwell, Magistrate District 6.
Thank you, Ms. Jan Colwell, District 6 Magistrate candidate. Now, same thing for Mr. Patrick Bush, your closing comments. Mr. Bush?
If I'm elected, I assure all of you that I care about your interest and will be a fair leader in your concerns and issues will be adequately addressed and brought forward to the fiscal court. I pledge to pursue endeavors that would make the lives of every District 6 resident better. On November 8th, I humbly ask for your support so in return I can make your voices heard. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Patrick Bush, our District 6 candidate. Also, we'll move to District 3 candidate. Mr. Linton, your first of all on this one, your closing remarks.
Elected, you'll hear from me. I work a 2-2-3 schedule. I only work half the year. The other half of the year, I want to work for you. Thank you.
And Mr. William Linton, our District 3 magistrate candidate, the incumbent in the race, Mr. Cameron Sumner, your closing remarks. Cameron?
Again, I just wanted to thank everybody that put this forum on. I wanted to thank my opponent, Mr. Linton, for being here and engaging in conversation. This is how we better our community, is sitting here and talking about it and trying to come to solutions and respectful exchange between folks that truly want to better our community is really what this is all about. I love this community. This place has instilled the morals and values in me that I hold dear. I've really appreciated the opportunity my constituents gave to me 4 years ago to hold this position as magistrate. Win, lose, or draw, I look forward to continue serving this community in whatever role that I can find. With that being said, I would truly appreciate another term to give back in this role as magistrate, and I humbly ask for your vote in the upcoming general election. Thank you, and God bless.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Cameron Sumner. Next of all, we'll hear from our District 1 candidates. Mr. Mike Wright, first of all, your closing remarks. Mike?
Well, I thank everybody tonight. I salute John for running for public office and everybody else, because it takes a lot of guts to put yourself out there and run for public office. I thank the WAY for providing the building and everything they've done. I remember engraving and donating all those plates. Look at them when you go out, that are the people that donated to the WAY and have made a difference here. And I love the job as magistrate. And my focus the next 4 years would be public safety. And as I said, the things we've allowed the Sheriff's Department to have, continue to support them so they can best do their job. Public health, roads, recreation. And remember, we put one new tax on in 30 years, and we've started taking it backwards. And, you know, when people talk about Trigg County, they talk about the lakes being the main thing about Trigg County. I've been here forever.
I've coached, I've taught. The strength of Trigg County is you. The strength of Trigg County, I have to argue, it's not the lakes, it's the people of Trigg County. We're a special group of people, and I applaud all of you for being here tonight. I wish all of you could come to every court meeting. I mean, my wife says something's wrong with me. She said you'd have the whole county eat dinner with us every night, and I would. So it's been good to see you here tonight. Thank you for coming. Thank everybody for running, and here you go.
And we'll finish up tonight with our closing remarks from Mr. John Oliver, District 1 Magistrate Candidate. John?
Thank you again, Alan. Thank you, The Way, for holding this tonight. Appreciate you folks lending this facility to us. Again, I'll go on the taxes again. I just have to say, you know, we can lower the taxes considerably more than what we have. It is possible to do. It is hurting folks that live in Trigg County. And it's creating difficulties for businesses to come into Trigg County. Yes, we have to have public safety. Yes, we have to have roads. Yes, we have to have recreation. We talked about the $1 million. If somebody dropped $1 million in Trigg County, we could have a swimming pool. You know, that's been a big issue. I know they've looked at it. Maybe we change the direction that everybody in Trigg County would use that. I mean, that's, and it can be done. There is room to cut our taxes. And I think that's the direction that I would like to work for and do in Trigg County. I will be working for all you folks in the first district without a doubt. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. John Oliver. That's our candidates tonight for magistrate. Let's give them all a big hand. They've done a great job.